Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of True Crime Time for Monday, December the 30th, 2024. And I'm Woody Overton.
I'm Cindy Overton.
Ooh, back in the saddle again.
Yes, sir.
Christmas is over with.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, we talked about it yesterday. It's my favorite time of year, right? You know that.
Yep.
I was exhausted. Yep. I'm like, not glad that it's over, but that was between all of the work that yes. we were pushing out yeah. and doing yeah. and then the Wasn't hunting it? And the yeah. Christmas prep and
Christmas
all the cooking.
And family and everything else, but we did have a wonderful Christmas, and we hope y'all had a wonderful Christmas and happy birthday Jesus or Hanukkah or whatever you do. And we just love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. And, you know, Christmas being over, the next chronological step is New Year's.
Yes.
Eve and then New Year's.
Yes.
And wow, what a year it's been.
It's, yeah.
So we probably talked about that more on tomorrow's show.
Okay.
What a year it's been.
What a year it's been.
Tomorrow, and we'll go ahead and record the New Year's Eve and New Year's show early.
Right.
Naturally, nobody's listening anyway on those days. And, we don't even listen on those days, but the, it'll be kind of a year in review and tell y'all where we're at and, you know, what you have to look forward to.
Right.
Patrons, convicts, as always, we thank you so much, for subscribing, and we hope you're enjoying your commercial free early releases and bonus episodes and all the videos and everything else that's locked up for you. So that being said, let's get down to some true crime time for Monday, December the 30th. Ladies first.
Really? Ladies first?
Ladies first.
I didn't know if you had a...
I don't have any breaking updates.
No breaking updates? Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about the ShotSpotter and how it is finding celebratory gunfire spikes.
Yeah.
And we've been hearing celebratory fireworks across the road from us. I don't know if you've heard them when you've gone outside.
Yeah, but no, actually, they're... Well, there's a range pretty close here because we hear gunshots.
The gunshots, but there's also some fireworks already booming, I heard day before yesterday. But anyway, Springfield, Massachusetts has topped the nation with the largest reduction in New Year's Eve celebratory gunfire. And it's down 60% from 2013 to 14, according to ShotSpotter. Thanks to proactive policing and the implementation of ShotSpotter Flex, the leading gunfire detection system location, which does alerting and analysis, it has noticed that there's been, like I said, a drop in gunfire incidents
right.
on New Year's Eve. And of course, New Year's Eve, you very well know, is one of the leading nights of, you know, just celebratory gunfire across the nation.
Yeah, look, it happens, and we used to have it every night that every New Year's Eve and all that, or 4th of July that we worked, and I guess people think that bullets are cheaper than fireworks, and or they're drinking, and they just, you know, want to fire off their rounds. The problem with that, y'all, is everything that goes up must come down.
That's right.
And people get hurt. I mean, we work cases on people that were hurt from a half a mile away.
Right.
The bullet comes down and, you know, innocent people get hurt. Just, it goes back to basic firearm safety. You know, know what you, what you're shooting at when you shoot. And yes, I was joking about shooting the drones, and I wouldn't do that because the bullet, even though I'm a great shot, the bullet's not going to reach that high and it's going to come down. And grandma might be sitting in her house drinking a cup of tea and the bullet comes in and hits her.
Yeah.
And so this gunshot detection system, what you're reading, I think is pretty old, mm-hmm. 2013 and 2014. Mm-hmm. It's much more advanced now, and it's a very effective law enforcement tool. The police departments that have them in the major cities, these microphones will pick up the sound of gunfire and they can send units to it, even if there's no 911 calls have been reported.
Yeah, this is very old, but I'm going to give you some statistics. Right. So in Q4 of 2014, there were 16,597 incidents of shot spotter coverage areas, and 3,556 took place during the New Year's Eve period.
Right.
So other top cities using ShotSpotter have also had significant reductions,
right.
Which is Stockton, California, and Miami Gardens, Florida, and Rocky Mountain, North Carolina.
How about that?
Yeah. So effectively what this is doing is just bringing, I mean, this was many, many years ago, but it's showing how just the using of this one little system is helping reduce it. So I can imagine the reduction, you know,
it is a deterrent because the people know in those neighborhoods that have it, if you fire your gun, the cops are coming.
Right. So it says experts from ShotSpotter offer 5 tips for law enforcement officials to help reduce gunfire, which is, of course, plan ahead, engage agency personnel early, knock on doors, enforce consequences, and assign special police units, which you know all of that.
Right.
So I think it's a really good deterrent. And we've read stories and articles recently about, you know, that type of information.
Yeah, so. Pop into my head, we used to get federal grants. If your department was lucky enough, you had they paid for themselves. You had a person that did nothing but write grants.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you don't get every grant that you write for. You might write for 100 and get one, but that one might be for $1 million from the federal government for whatever that you wrote for. I think with the crime in Chicago and different cities now, like last weekend I was in Chicago, left that weekend, 27 people were murdered
right.
in one weekend. I believe that they have those systems in place, but
maybe not enough cops.
I know, that's what I was saying. I was about to say this, maybe the federal government will loosen up its purse strings and be more proactive law enforcement now and get more grant money to get more cops and more of these systems in places in the neighborhoods that need them. And obviously all neighborhoods need them. You know, it used to be when we started Real Life for a Crime, and when we'd go to Chicago, or even Bourbon Street, New Orleans, the French Quarter, that generally the criminals would stay out of those areas because they're tourist areas, and that's where how the city makes their money, right? Mm-hmm. But not anymore.
Yeah.
And so I don't know what an effective deterrent is because they haven't found one, but hopefully they will, you know? I don't know.
I hate to say it because you don't want to be watched, but cameras are a fact of life right now. And, you know, hopefully the deterrent is cameras and being able to find someone very quickly and do the swift. You always say swift and certain.
It has to be swift and certain for it to be
effective.
Deterrent, no doubt about that. And then unfortunately, there's nothing that does it right now.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Well, the same thing with what I worry about is fireworks because I have a best friend that lost an eye.
I drove him to the emergency room and he lost his eye that night. He had to call his parents.
Yeah.
I mean, fireworks are dangerous too, but I don't know. It is what it is.
Yeah.
So I said I didn't have any breaking news updates, but I hadn't even thought about doing this. I was just looking at the news because, you know, I always tell you that tell y'all that the holidays are times when the blood hits the ground, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it just absolutely happens. And let me read you about something. This just came out 4 hours ago. So there was a Christmas family dispute, and it led to 3 people being shot and 1 stabbed at the Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport. Oh, hold on. So this police in Phoenix say they detained 2 individuals after 3 people were shot and 1 was stabbed after a family dispute escalated at the Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport on Christmas. And you know, nobody likes to go to a fucking airport for any reason, much less on holiday season. That you know one thing, all our years we've been together, you've never seen me fly on Christmas Eve, Thanksgiving, those times of year, because I had to fly so much as it was, right? But officers received an alert about the incident, which took place outside a restaurant in Terminal 4 around 9:45 p.m. in the Phoenix Police Department. They said preliminary information suggests a group of known individuals engaged in a physical altercation that escalated to 1 subject. Now, how the fuck you get a handgun in Terminal 4? But here we go. It escalated to 1 subject retrieving a handgun from their person.
In Terminal 4. So they've gone through...
I would assume.
TSA.
Following the incident, 3 people had gunshot wounds, with 1 adult female listed as having life-threatening injuries, and 2 adult males in stable condition with injuries that were non-life-threatening. 2 people involved were located and detained in the parking garage. Police identified them as an adult male and a juvenile female. Police said the man had a stab wound and was brought to the hospital, where he was listed in a stable condition. They said there are no active threats at the airport. And detectives are on scene and completing an initial review to learn what led to this incident. And they said no flights are affected by this ongoing investigation. So the shelter in place, which they had put in place, was lifted around 10:30 p.m., and terminal operations and the Phoenix Sky train were briefly paused as precautions. Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? I know Sydney was, and if you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, found in our food, water, and even in our skincare products. These disruptors can wreak havoc on our hormones. Believe me, before Hormone Harmony, I watched Cindy suffer. Not anymore. Hormone Harmony's formula, made only with herbal ingredients, have reduced Cindy's hormonal symptoms, and it helps women of all ages. Then there are the natural hormonal changes our bodies face, such as menopause. While these processes are part of life, they don't have to be uncomfortable. The good news is that you don't have to suffer through it any longer. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts known as adaptogens, designed to help the body cope with stressors, including those chaotic hormonal fluctuations that can disrupt your daily life. Whether it's PMS symptoms like irritability and cravings, or menopause symptoms such as hot flashes and night sweats, Hormone Harmony can help with it all. Happy Mammoth, the creator of Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to improving women's lives by using only high-quality, science-backed ingredients. They make no compromises on quality, ensuring that you receive the best support possible. This isn't just a supplement. It has become a phenomenon. Women are talking about it everywhere, with a bottle of Hormone Harmony sold every 24 seconds. And the most important benefit, women express feeling like themselves again, a sentiment echoed in over 30,000 positive reviews. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com. Don't forget to use the code RLRC for 15% off today. You want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject, or do they need a challenge to keep them engaged? IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies, and adapts to each child, meeting them at their personal level. As a homeschool parent, I can tell you that IXL has been life-saving for my son, WL. He uses IXL every day and allows me to tailor his learning experience based on his specific skills, not just his grade level. If he needs support, IXL finds his current level and helps him build up to where he needs to be. And in areas where he's advanced, IXL propels him forward without any setbacks. What I love most is that IXL uses visuals in its questions and lessons, which really helps WL learn math and science better since he is a visual learner. The interactive practice problems and educational games make learning fun and engaging. With IXL, school is a positive, fun experience. WL enjoys earning awards in the educational games. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Real Life Real Crime listeners can receive an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to access the most effective learning program at the best price. But Thursday morning, a Fox 10 reporter said the entrance to B and C gates in Terminal 4 were still blocked off. Mm-hmm. Making a little bit of the holiday cheer travel a little bit more jolly.
Oh, great.
But a sergeant seen Wednesday night said that in a separate incident, another man was falsely told of an active shooter situation at the airport, and he arrived armed. He got into an altercation. This whole separate incident,
right.
Same fucking airport.
Right.
He got into an altercation with an officer and was detained prior to being booked in jail. But no injuries were reported in that second incident. But weapons were recovered from both incidents.
That's mind-blowing.
I know it is. Anyway, that's pretty much it.
Well, the people that have the fast, whatever it's called, to get through the airports, like the TSA lines, they still have to walk through metal detectors.
I don't know how you get there. You throw your bag through to the quick lane.
I guess. I don't know.
Maybe TSA agents not paying close enough attention.
I don't know. I remember when I was little, when I would fly on the airplanes alone, like I was a minor,
yeah,
I was five,
was
six.
Before they had TSA.
No,
yeah.
So my mom went into, that's when parents could like still, not parents, but everybody could go wait at the gate with you before you left.
You could smoke on a plane.
You could smoke on a plane. Yeah. And my mom, of course, I was being dropped off to fly to Texas, and she had a gun in her purse. So she went, before we even went through whatever, like baggage, to check my baggage or whatever, she went to the bathroom and put her gun in the garbage can and waited for me to board the plane. And then she went back and got it.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
And then your mom, oh, God bless her.
Yeah.
I know I told you this story before. I've mentioned it on the show before, but when I was traveling every day and I had the apartment in Dallas, and of course I'm always armed, but I always check my firearm. One time, I unloaded it, the firearm naturally, take the magazine out, take the round out of the chamber out, but I always did it in a hotel room when I was packing my shit. And evidently, I put one of my spare magazines in the, or it fell into my carry-on baggage.
Uh-huh.
You know, that motherfucker made it through whatever city I was in, and it made it, I didn't know it was in there. It made it through, and then I stayed in another city the next night, not Dallas, and then I went to get on the plane the next morning, and so I didn't even take my weapon out of my things. I didn't leave the hotel room, and I went to get on the plane the next morning, and they got me for it.
Yeah.
Like a TSA, they pulled me to the side. I had a fully loaded magazine.
Yeah.
It's not called a clip, people. It's
a magazine.
And they were like, you want to get back out of line and go check this, da, 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 da. And I'm like, fuck no, you can have it. I'm embarrassed that it was in there.
Well, yeah,
but the people missed it at the other one.
They did. And then this is completely not, but I'll just never forget when you got off the airplane and you were looking for your keys.
Oh my God.
And then recently,
what a shit show that was.
And recently you got off of an airplane when we flew
you
to
go back. You got to go back and tell that story. Anybody could be looking for their keys. I always kept my keys in my luggage.
Yeah.
And in my check on luggage. I got back to New Orleans and the car was parked. You know, the company paid for it. I didn't pay for it. The car had been parked there for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I couldn't buy my keys.
Yeah.
So what happened was I never looked for them on the whole trip. They got them out of my bag when I first checked my bag. And they use the keys and they'll walk around the parking garages or ride around and they click the little button to see, when the lights turn on, either they'll steal your car or they'll just get in or steal anything that's in there.
Mm-hmm.
So that did happen.
Well, and then recently.
Yeah, but the shit show was I was tired. I wanted to go home and then I didn't have a spare set of keys. I don't think we had a spare set of keys.
No, we didn't. I think I was.
And I had to fucking call a tow truck and get somebody to come get me. It was a shit show.
Was that the time you had to Uber? Because I was at
work. I did Uber. I Ubered over an hour and something home.
Yeah.
An hour and a half home.
Yeah. Yeah,
sure was.
So that was stolen at an airport. And then recently on a trip from Atlanta to San Diego, when you went to meet Miss Barbara for the first time.
Yep. Haley's mama.
We met you at the airport in New Orleans, WLNI. And then from there, we flew to San Diego. Mm-hmm. And then on our way back, you had your medicine taken.
Oh, that's right. I sure did. Yeah. Sure, my sleeping
crimes
medicine.
In airports. Oh, yes.
God. Hey, you don't think they're not digging through your check on luggage.
Yeah.
They do it. So,
yeah.
Damn sure did. And, fuck a thief. There's your. All right. Tell us about another New Year's Eve type crime.
Well, earlier you said, and you know, the high touristy places, typically the police are, enforce more to keep the bad people out because of course that's their money.
Right.
But traditionally, and I'm not well versed in this, but in Europe, I don't feel like that. I mean, they always say, like you always say, keep, stuff in your front pockets and stuff like that. And it's apparently like in crowds, they don't care. The pickpocketers are there and crimes happen.
But look, like, and let's go to Mardi Gras or New Year's Eve and any big crowd on Bourbon Street that the girls are up on the balcony showing their boobs or down in the crowd showing their boobs for beads, right? Mm-hmm. It's the big thing. But what happens is it creates crowd jams. And I've been on Bourbon Street on all of those occasions and the crowd is so thick, you can't move. And whichever way the crowd moves, you move. It's like, I mean, it's not running. It's just literally being squeezed to death. And so the cops will try, Matt Potam, my buddy in OPD, the cops will always try to keep them moving. They're like, they'll only let them out on the balconies for like 10 minutes at a time because they know people are going to stop. Whether the crowd's looking at the boobs that on street level or if they're showing the boobs up top, the crowds are going to stop. But that's the pickpockets. Come in and look, they'll get your shit. You don't feel it.
Right. Because you can't.
I've had people grab my ass and my balls and stuff like that. And you can't, you can't even do anything.
Right.
Because you're squeezed in the crowd.
Yeah. So this story goes back to Cologne in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it goes all the way back, was 2016. But 1,000 men carried out dozens of sexual crimes on a New Year's Eve.
1,000
men.
Damn.
And they, in the city's most famous square of Cologne.
Yeah.
And so police in the West Germany city of Cologne responded on Monday to outrage over a string of sexual crimes over New Year's Eve. So the series of assaults in the city's busiest thoroughfares represented a completely new dimension of crime.
All right.
Some 90 criminal complaints, including one allegation of rape, has been brought to the Cologne Police Department after women said they were molested by a crowd of men who had gathered there in the city's famous square between its central train station and towering Gothic cathedral. Mm. If you're in New Orleans in that time of year during Mardi Gras.
Or New Year's Eve or any bowl games or Super Bowls coming this year or whatever.
And there's women showing their boobs. There's some sense of, I'm going to get grabbed. Something's going to happen to me. Yeah, I need to make sure that I'm protected. I mean, this doesn't make it right.
Crowds that thick of people. I'm telling you, I've had my shit grabbed.
Right.
This is just the way it was.
Yeah.
I mean, you put yourself in a situation that not a whole lot they can do about it.
Well, that was what I was going
to
say.
Get to the police and say this, that person will be gone or whatever. And a lot of, I couldn't even turn around to see who was grabbing me.
Exactly. Yeah.
You're pinned in.
But like you said, you put yourself in a situation that makes it more likely that these things are going to occur.
Yeah.
I mean, again, it doesn't make it right, but it's just the nature of, unfortunately, the beast. But, the city police said that the crowd was composed of up to 1,000 heavily intoxicated men who gave the appearance of being Arab or North African. And they told the police agency, DPA, that the incidents represented an intolerable situation. We cannot tolerate this development of lawlessness. And they expressed their promise for swift action. So it's just sad. There was exploiting of the incident to stir up anti-refugee sentiment. So any refugees who have a problem integrating into our open society and respecting the rights of other people must be dealt with full force of the law.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.
And that the great majority of the people who have come to us have done so because their lives are no longer safe in their homelands. But I don't believe that that's a refugee incident. I think it's just...
Yeah, I don't know.
They're trying to place blame. And I could be very wrong.
Well, maybe. I mean, certainly we weren't there in... I don't know. But, you know, the... 1,000?
Literally 1,000.
That's more like a, I don't even know.
How they get that number.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
How you get a mob mentality or whatever. You're talking about increasing numbers.
Exactly.
I mean, 1,000 people doing sex crimes at one time.
Yeah, that's a big, massive.
Maybe they made a mist of like Viagra or something and shot it through there and... I don't know.
Kind of comatose them into.
I don't know about that one, Sin.
I don't either.
But it happens in those kind of crimes.
But it's something to be aware of, right? You have to be aware of your crowd and where you're going.
And look. I'm going to tell you this. I was the first motherfucker to be on Bourbon Street in the French Quarter forever. You know that. Been to Times Square, been to, you know, all these places. When I was younger.
Yes.
I ain't going now.
That's right.
Doesn't mean our kids aren't going, but I'm not going now. But let me shed a little love and cheer. It's not quite a holiday thing, but it is a... It's time for Family Matters. Let me take you out to Ohio, okay? Yeah, mom, being a mom is pretty difficult.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And raising young babies and all that stuff, right? And especially when you're 20 years old. Well, it makes it a little more difficult when you're facing charges of child endangerment and domestic violence. So I'm going to tell you about Chloe Workman. She's 20 years old, and she's facing those charges. And she's an Ohio mom, and she's got those charges for abusing her baby by spitting at her and pouring dish soap down her mouth.
How old is this baby?
So the baby, according to the story is according to the Hamilton County court records where Chloe got charged, but Workman was seen in a video spitting on her baby's face and pouring a dish soap in the infant's mouth, and this according to court documents. The child's uncle claimed on a GoFundMe campaign that the video was sent to the infant's father, who is now seeking donations to help him hire an attorney to gain custody of the child. But according to Fox 19 in Loveland, Ohio, police and Child Protective Services launched an investigation after seeing the video on December the 16th, and her ass got arrested. Well, it doesn't say how old the child is.
I don't think he needs an attorney anymore if CPS is involved and she's been arrested. I think that...
Yeah, it's pretty much going to be
a
deal. She's definitely not going to have access to the baby.
No.
And even if she gets out of bond, not going to have access to the baby. And, maybe he just wants to get an attorney. I don't know. Dude, if you're listening, you just go to court. The judge is going to give you that baby.
Right.
And that to just for a little more.
Love.
A little more. Love from the holidays, because we all got it.
That's right.
It's time for Family Matters. Family does matter. Go ahead, Sarah.
Family does matter. And I remember I remember one of our kids when our kids were younger, they weren't allowed to say, you know, if they didn't say anything other than yes, ma'am, or no, ma'am, or yes, or no, sir. I mean, they weren't able to, the stupid wasn't a word, you know, like poo-poo, you know, like.
When I was a kid, if you said crap.
Exactly.
You got beat.
Exactly. And one of our kids said something one time, and I said, if you say that again, I am putting soap in your mouth. They said it again. And I went, and I felt like a horrible mother, but I had to do it because I said it. You know, that's one of the reasons, you know, you threaten a kid with a punishment, and you better swift and certain, right?
Yeah.
So I went, and I got some Dawn dish soap, and I put like an itty-bitty drop on my finger and stuck it to their lip, and that was the extent of that.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine dumping.
Right.
Yeah.
It'd be horrible. Hey, I'm going to cut you off and do another story.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm remiss we hadn't done this already. We're going to North Carolina, and Greensboro Police Department Officer Michael Horan, he's being remembered for having an outstanding reputation inside the department and the community. Yeah, you can see where this is going. Because he was shot to death while on the line of duty 2 days before Christmas. Greensboro Police Department Officer Michael Horan died while responding to a call about a man with a firearm inside a food line, which is a popular grocery store, y'all. On the morning of Monday, December 23rd, and this is according to Assistant Chief M.G. Harris. While the circumstances of what led to the shooting are being investigated, Harris said the incident broke out inside the store at approximately 11 a.m. and it left Horan dead. Romana Miller, who was inside the store with her 6-year-old granddaughter at the time of the incident, said she heard multiple gunshots. We were on our way out, and I was purchasing a lottery ticket, and I was just sitting there and heard a pop, pop, and then a pop, 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 and I think I heard 5 shots. At first, I didn't know it was shooting, but an employee yelled at shooting, shooting. And according to the Duplin County Sheriff's Office, the suspect has not been publicly identified.
He ran like a little bitch.
But He was taken into custody after a high speed chase. Mm-hmm. Where he ran like a bitch. And they said the offender is in custody and there's no threat to the public, according to Chief Harris, and noting that more details about the suspect will be provided as the investigation continues. Food Lion said they are directing all questions to local law enforcement due to the active investigation. And they said Food Lion, I've actually
been to
when I was in Plymouth, North Carolina, fifth largest paper mill in the world, Food Lion was like their Piggly Wiggly.
Oh, okay.
And anyway, Food Lion is cooperating with authorities and the store will remain closed while the police investigation continues. And we are providing resources to support our associates during this difficult time. So North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper said on X that he has sent significant state law enforcement personnel who are helping with the response. In Greensboro, City Manager Trey Davis said at the press conference, "I wish I was here addressing you under different circumstances. And to put it simply, we're heartbroken. I want to express my love and my support for the Greensboro family." He said he remembered Horan as a husband, a father, a son, a friend, and much more to his family, with an outstanding reputation inside the department and community. And Horan was hired to start the 103 PBIC Academy in September of 2017, and he became a sworn officer in early 2018. And he served on the patrol bureau, on District 4, on Squad A, and was recognized for his leadership throughout his career. Oh, man. So a fundraiser for his family states that Horan also served in the U.S. Coast Guard since January 2000, working as a law enforcement officer, tactical fast boat instructor, and search and rescue operator. Before that, he served as a lieutenant, lifeguard, and instructor at the Beach Haven Beach Patrol, Beach Haven, New Jersey, from 1995 to 2017. He was no rookie.
No.
And in 2019, he received a life-saving award for rescuing a father and a son from rip currents while on vacation with his family in Emerald Isle. So he was doing it even when he was off.
Of course, it doesn't leave you. I mean, you do your thing, you know.
And now this family is without Officer Horan, and rest in peace, brother.
And the community is without.
Does North Carolina have the death penalty?
Here's what I found.
Let's see, y'all. You now need to know this. North Carolina, Yeah, they got it. So I would expect, y'all, that if you kill a cop, you will get the ultimate punishment. And that's the way it should be.
As they should. And it took, I mean, a really good cop. Yep, I've got mad respect for the Coast Guard like that.
Oh, yeah. These dudes. Yeah. I go back and I say, if I wasn't an Army, I would have joined the Marines. I just didn't know any better. But I would have liked to have been a rescue swimmer. Those dudes are real fucking heroes.
Yeah. And you could have, because you're such a strong swimmer.
You ever watched that movie with Kevin Costner and Ashton Kutcher?
I was going to ask you which one that was, because that's...
I'm going to watch that again.
Yeah.
They actually trained with them up there in Alaska, mm-hmm. and stuff, and had to do that. But, you know, I watched The Deadliest Catch and all that, and those people get seriously injured on boats out in the Bering Sea. They have to go out there and lower down. It's crazy.
It is crazy what they get into.
Heroes, but...
You have a brother that saved someone in a riptide, too.
He used to be a lifeguard.
Yeah.
He actually saved several people. But, yeah, so tune in tomorrow for our New Year's Eve show for True.
Not our first annual.
True, right. True Crime Time for Thirsty. No, not Thirsty Tuesday. Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
So how about just New Year's Eve?
How many days has it been since you had tacos? Like two?
At least two.
At least two. Y'all, he made a huge turkey yesterday, and there is not one piece, not one, but Sophie was nibbling on a wing, like on the wing last night.
Have you put the video up yet for that?
Yeah.
On TikTok?
Yeah.
Okay, so I take the bird and I go to our TikTok, Real Life Real Crime. Mm-hmm. It's on there. Exactly what I did, what I injected with, my secret sauce. I mixed some stuff and how I prepare it and how I smoke it and what it looks like when it's cut.
There's also the eggnog TikTok that has gotten people have actually sent me messages about that eggnog TikTok.
So I made one when I made my yearly eggnog with a little Angel's Envy. Select, that's some strong stuff. It's 100 proof.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
might go have a shot of it before.
Yeah. Only had two cups, but the eggnog's rich.
Only two cups. He had the big 32 ounce Yeti.
I didn't drink all the eggnog.
Oh my gosh.
I was getting ready and training for tomorrow night for New Year's Eve. And so anyway,
I have to say a really quick story. Because somebody made a comment, as they always do when we post pictures of WL.
Yeah.
He is a happy boy.
He really is, y'all. But the camera comes out, he puts that stoic face on. He's going to make a hell of an investigator one day.
Yeah, we were eating lunch yesterday, and we asked him one question. He was laughing so hard. Tears were coming out of his eyes. Yeah. He is a funny sense of humor.
We did.
At this point, it's just really
We posted... WL March is a different drummer, just like I did when I was a kid. And so we did post some Christmas. Not everybody was here, but we posted some
Christmas pictures.
And yes, that's on all social media. But the TikTok video and I used to fry all my turkeys, but we had one left over one year, and because it takes so long to fry them. And we put it on the pit on the smoker, still injected and rubbed down. And that sumbitch came off like the one that, I did. Your shit got eaten too, but that bird took off the other day. It like literally, and that wasn't that many people here. I mean,
no,
it's
gone.
I think 14 pound bird. Gone. I finished the rest of it.
And there weren't that many people here. So, we ordered two more turkeys.
So what you do when I have to do a video of it also, when I carve the turkey up and we save all the bones, and usually you have some leftover meat because we used to do more than one bird. We used to do two. But and we freeze that. Mm-hmm. And when it gets cold, which I'm hoping happens pretty quick for hunting reasons. When it gets cold, I'll take that and make a homemade roux, stand there, stir it for 2 hours to get so dark and thick and creamy. Mm-hmm. But you got to stir it the whole time. Take turns.
Otherwise it's on low.
We pour in the smoked turkey. We make the smoked turkey stock and pour that in and then put it all in the pot and make some fire ass gumbo.
Yeah. And I had made a homemade perfect turkey gravy, but just with other turkey stuff, and then I had to add the smoked stock, and that's what loosened our gravy up and made it watery, but it's still very good.
It was all good. And it was enjoyed by all. Look, we had so many sweets, and I ate the rest of the shrimp dip last night too.
I
ate the rest of the garlic peas last night.
I
ate the rest of the green beans last night.
You ate the rest. I promised Sophie to have some today.
Sorry. Y'all told y'all that you need to tell me if you don't want me to eat it. You got to mark it.
That's okay.
Just tell me don't eat it. I won't eat it.
She'll be fine.
I could have ate something else.
She'll be fine.
Was after I ate 14 pounds of sweets, and I don't eat sweets.
Emma's white trash.
I ate half of that because I wanted somebody else to have some of it.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Yeah. So, but anyway, I'm sure there's other dads out there that stayed up 3:30 in the morning on Christmas night.
I doubt it.
Probably not.
But no.
Love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. We'll holler at you tomorrow for New Year's Eve.
Stay safe.
Stay safe. Holidays.
And if you need help, reach out.
Yeah.
Please don't
harm yourself.
No.
And then prayers, y'all, hashtag justice for Haley. So important. And her murderversary was December 26th. And, you know, love and prayers for her family and all families that are hurting. Y'all, please, every Friday you get in that episode and Patreon account, make sure you're getting the videos and all that put up. But the please continue to hashtag for, we've got to get justice for Haley. Hashtag justice for Haley. And till next time, I'm your host, Woody Overton.
And I'm your co-host, Cindy Overton.
True Crime Time for Monday, December 30th. Holler at you later. Peace.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.